The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, welcome to another exciting moment of investment education. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. As usual, today's program is very loaded. Two guests in the house. The first is Malam Gabra Kofi. The second is Aruna Kibira. I will be right back. And when I return, it will be an explosive session bringing you about the best as far as equity investment education is concerned. Don't change this channel.
To transfer your cash without any fear. No long talk, no worry yourself, no. Zero ala, oh. And anything way you want to do, just carry your phone. Now the code or download the app, oh.
This one is with my flow.
You want to buy your data, you want to buy your airtime. You can now do anything and do everything and find money, oh. You want to buy your data, you want to buy your. And very secured and safe.
All money now on First Money. You first, First Bank.
Welcome back. Now, please join me in welcoming Malam Gabra Kofi. Malam Gabra Kofi is the Managing Director, Chief Executive Officer of APT Securities and Funds Limited, member of the Nigerian Stock Exchange. Malam, you are welcome.
You are welcome.
And also, Reverend Aruna Kibira is the Managing Director of Global View Capital Limited. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Right, Malam, you know, the other time we're just prompted to begin to look at fintech, to look at digital currency, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, and all the rest of them. And now, in the course of last week, we got to hear that SEC creates now a fintech division to understudy cryptocurrency investment in Nigeria. Malam, I put the question to you. What would SEC regulation of cryptocurrency, what will it imply in the short term?
Well, the implication of it, it now gives the confidence for the investors. Because the investors are already there. By
because
being regulated by the SEC.
Investors are already there. Right?
Well, yes, the investors are already there, but other regulators that are senior like US, UK, they have already regulated this. And therefore, we cannot be left over.
Now, Malam, where I want us to take it from is that you said investors are already there. Right?
Yes.
Which means before now, one of the major factors that we have not really considered as, you know, competing investment with the stock market, you know, we've always considered either the money market against the stock market, maybe real estate investment, maybe bonds against the stock market. In other words, going forward, digital currency might stand as a major force competing with the stock market, am I correct?
Well, to some extent, yes, but the truth of the matter that an investor shouldn't be restricted to only equities. We need to diversify. And our challenge for the 2008 and 2007 that we are only in equity. And that is why when the equity market crash, we all crash. We have to go beyond that. The world have improved and go beyond a particular stock. So we need to play equity, play bond, play exchange trade fund, ETFs, new golds, and these bitcoins is part of it. We should join it. Globally today, as I'm talking to you, Forex markets is trading trillions of dollars. Nigeria is yet to regulate that market. And it is all derivatives. And if you look at many institutions are trading forex market in this country, yet without regulation, I believe it's a matter of time that SEC will come to it.
All right, Aduna, I put the question to you. When SEC, all right, now begins to regulate, let us say at the end of the day, they're able to come out with a blueprint document on how to regulate cryptocurrency, how well do you think this will immediately affect the stock market? Or you think that the market will always remain as it is without any meaningful effect?
I think by the time they begin to regulate the market, a number of people will have confidence, just like what they said. But it's not the quantum of money that will leave equity market to cryptocurrency. Like we said, it's already ongoing. It's just that it is not being regulated by SEC. But I know that the number of people that may give confidence to might not happily be the people that are presently in the equity market. Because we know that it was there. A number of people would have even moved their funds from equities market to cryptocurrency, even when it is not regulated by SEC. I believe people that are playing in it today are not playing in it because it's regulated by SEC.
Let me now ask you a question. It might sound funny anyway. Seeing this, because like I said, investment in stock is always against a future expectation. What should investors be doing now, seeing that the regulator is looking the end of digital currency? You know that central bank also is actually
trying to come. I think what I just understand is that, you know, this thing critical to Nigeria steadily. Where I believe that the regulators have actually look at that direction is that if you look at equities, you look at bond, how long have they been in the world? Cryptocurrency, when that you said it started 2009, how long is that 2009 compared to what bond has been, compared to equities that have been? So I believe these regulators wanted to really understand exactly what this thing and which direction that is going to. You understand? I don't think what will happen is that, yes, there could be movement of funds from equity, like I said, but at the end of the day, by what quantum that will be moved from equities to...
Malam, do you think that there's going to be any significant effect on...
There is. By the second quarter of this year, Nigeria become number two globally in playing the bitcoins. And why? Because of our cake policy of the foreign exchange. At that time, CBN deny you, you bring your dollar, you get naira, you cannot get dollar, and people at the official rate that is 20 to 25% below the parallel market. People decided to go somewhere else.
Because why I believe you, Malam, is that when MMM came, we cannot disregard the fact that the rate at which Nigerians went into MMM affected equities. Because you see, what Nigerians normally will do is to look at the rate of growth or profitability. Some will go and sell the stocks they have been holding in the last 10 years, even taking a loss to go and put.
Yes, they do. You know, Nigerians, they are risk takers. And when they are risk takers, you cannot have limit to where they can go.
But
we
can
have seen it.
This cryptocurrency, will it continue to grow in this direction forever?
What? You know, this thing is still fresh. You are talking about 5 years, 10 years. It is still fresh.
Climax.
But before it does, it will first of all get up.
What about the one that we have seen even when it has not been regulated?
It was just once.
No, I mean the growth we have seen.
Look,
we cannot even see.
We have not even seen the growth because today it's trading into billions. It has not started hitting trillions. And it's a matter of time, because if you look at Bitcoin, it's not regulated by anybody across the world. And that is the beauty of it. People want to be free. People want to decide without any restriction. And if you want to do it, go to Bitcoin. Nobody regulates anybody. And that is why it is excellence. And this market come to stay. It's just the matter of digital. You don't need to print it. You don't need regulation by any CBN. Or central bank of any country, and that what makes it to be unique.
Okay, now that the Securities and Exchange Commission is now thinking of probably regulating it in Nigeria. What I'm looking at is that before, people were still skeptical. Somebody like me, I've been skeptical, you know why? I will always ask them, who is the ombudsman? In case there are offenses, who do I run to? How am I protected? And because of the level of losses I've incurred in Forex, in equity, and all those, I am not ready to undertake any investment whereby if there are faults, if there are errors or offenses, there is no one that will stand as in between to ensure that I'm
Look, don't underestimate the extent of the regulation. The extent of the regulation is to allow the institutional investors to participate. But the regulation doesn't regulate your risk. When it comes to risk, you are on your own. The stocks that were regulated, didn't you lost money?
I lost.
So what we are telling people, Bitcoin come to stay. You either regulate it so that you allowed other institutional investors to also participate.
Madam, the way you
today,
are talking,
yes,
I can see a lot of competition between digital currency. When SEC eventually assumes a regulation, assumes a position to kind of build our confidence, right? I see it competing extensively with equity.
It may not be with equity. It is competing extensively with forex market. Forex market is regulated across the world, and trillions of dollars have been traded. So Bitcoin is more of the forex market, and most of the people that play forex market try to play Bitcoin. Let me tell you, most of the investors are people that look at the fundamental, look at, try to protect here and there. In Bitcoin, it doesn't work that way. You are just on your own because there is nothing to look into. It's just the market. It has technical analysis. You can analyze it and the hearsay of the market.
All right. That is about how far we can go today. Until when we shall be coming your way again, I remain yours sincerely. In wealth creation, its accumulation and preservation, Abayomi Babalido. God bless you. Enjoy your week.
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.